This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Joe Biden sought to reassure residents of several Midwestern states Saturday after tornadoes and other severe weather killed dozens of people in Kentucky and the death toll continued to climb. At a news conference, Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said on WHAS-TV that the devastation included his hometown of Dawson Springs.
One block from my grandparents' house, there's no house standing. There's no house standing, and we don't know where all those people are.
At a news conference, President Biden said such devastating tragedies call for Americans to come together to help one another.
This is one of those times when we aren't Democrats or Republicans. Sounds like hyperbole, but it's real. We're all Americans. We stand together as United States of America.
As of Saturday night, at least 36 people were confirmed dead across the five states, 22 in Kentucky, 6 in Illinois at an Amazon facility, 4 in Tennessee, 2 in Arkansas, and 2 in Missouri. The United States will send its top diplomat for Europe to Russia and Ukraine to discuss Russia's troop buildup and reiterate U.S. commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty. The State Department said Saturday that Karen Donfried will travel to Kiev, Ukraine, and Moscow, Russia, December 13th to 15th to meet with senior government officials to discuss Russia's military buildup and to reinforce the United States' commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity. Moscow has massed thousands of troops along the border with Ukraine, but denies any plans to attack the nation and accuses Kiev of its own allegedly aggressive designs. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. A court in Benin has convicted one of President Patrice Talon's main opponents for complicity in acts of terrorism. Rekia Mandugu was sentenced to 20 years in prison after a trial that her lawyers denounced as a political hit job. Her lawyer, Antoine Vey, said her crime was to have represented a democratic alternative to the regime of Patrice Talon. Mandugu was arrested in March and accused of financing an operation to assassinate political figures to prevent the presidential election the following month from going ahead. Human rights groups and opponents of Talon, a multimillionaire cotton magnate, say he has upended Benin's democratic traditions since coming to power in 2016. Talon has denied targeting political opponents or violating human rights. Environmental protesters angry over lithium mining plans on Saturday blocked roads in Serbia for a third consecutive weekend, despite a bid by the populist government to defuse the demonstrations by agreeing to key demands from organizers. Protesters want the government to abolish any potential lithium mining in the country by the Rio Tinto and other companies interested in the projects. Lithium is a key component in car batteries, but environmentalists insist its excavation causes huge damage to nature. Early indicators suggest patients infected with the Omicron variant of the coronavirus are not getting as sick as those infected with Delta. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
Most of what's being learned about the Omicron variant of the virus is coming from South Africa, where it was first identified.
This virus is using the same receptor.
Professor Alex Sigal at the Africa Health Research Institute.
While it's changed a lot on its genome, it has not essentially changed how it behaves.
South African Medical Research Council Chief Glenda Gray says they've been monitoring breakthrough infections among vaccinated health workers.
Most of them are mild and very few have gone into hospital.
Okay, thanks.
Dr. Fareed Abdullah is treating patients at a field hospital in Pretoria.
The difference this time around is that the majority of these patients are not here because of a severe COVID pneumonia.
Scientists caution it will take weeks to know whether the early observations hold up. I'm Ben Thomas.
The eldest daughter of pioneering U.S. astronaut Alan Shepard, Laura Shepard Churchley, blasted off aboard Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin commercial space rocket on Saturday. Churchley took along a piece of her father's Freedom 7 capsule, as well as mementos from his trip to the moon on her flight. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.